Good afternoon, boys and screen painting. It's paper, honey.
Oh, hi, Bob. It's Tina from Local Splash. I got your message.
Hi, Tina.
I know you wanted to cancel the account and take care of the past due balance.
Right.
I wanted to also give you some options because that past due balance includes $300 worth of extra Google paid ads. So if it's just your intention to settle it and cancel, you wouldn't need a fresh batch of ads like that, right? So
right.
I could lower that past due amount to just $199 for you.
All right. So, okay. So $200, I'm paid in full and that's all, right?
Yeah, exactly. And once it's paid, I don't know if you saw the website that we built you, but you have the option of canceling the program and keeping the website. And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site.
All right, so how about if I have ownership of the website?
So it says here that the domain that you gave us has expired. So right now the domain is empty. So you'd have to call whoever you bought that domain from and re-register it. Or we could put the site that we built on a new domain. So let's say that vcpaintandpaper.net is available or something similar. We could do a new domain, and then you wouldn't have to pay to renew this one. But it does say that this domain had expired on your end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was GoDaddy I registered it with, but I have no idea.
It might have been. Yeah, it did say that when you signed up with us, you had your own domain. So the only thing I'll give you a heads up is if we put the site on a new domain, it's not going to cost you extra right now. You could still do the $199 and then next month start with that $49 hosting plan. But if you ever got to the point where you wanted to cancel and keep the domain, that's just a one-time buyout of $99. So if you're... if your domain was active, then that wouldn't be applicable because you already own it. But right now it's saying that it was, you know, it has to be re-registered on your end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to do that then. All right.
Yeah, I would because, you know, it's 2024 and bare minimum, even if you don't do a lot of advertising, you still need a website anyway. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Yeah. So, and then you wouldn't have to do it right away. Let's say that, you know, you want to settle this now, and then next week you want to call GoDaddy and, you know, get that domain re-registered. You could just let me know next week, like, hey, I want to start that hosting package, and then we could, you know, take it from there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not at home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my credit card on me, but that can be called in. Are you available on the weekend or next week, or what do you want to do?
So we're off Saturday and Sunday. So if you like, I can set the invoice for the $199, and you can go on the dashboard over the weekend and take care of the payment.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I can just circle back and check up on it on Monday and make sure that everything went through, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I'll send you another email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. So you would just use the link in that email and the username and password. Once you get on, it'll say, you know, action needed, your account is in suspension. All you have to do is click on where it says click here to reactivate, and then that will take you to the billing page where you just have to go in and take care of the billing.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'll double check on Monday. And once it goes through, I'll have them reactivate the website with the intention of, you know, you'll call us back once the domain re-registers. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So we have a little game plan. So in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your weekend, too.
You too.
All right. Thank you so much, Bob. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.